Always the consummate professional. Now, here is me. In honor of our very special guest today, Senator Tammy Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we will feature all the political news that isn't. So anything else, you don't need to know. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says the Packers-Seahawks game permanently deflated his football, it's Michael Feldman.
Don't mention it, though. Let's not go there. Oh, yeah. I had forgotten all about it till you said that. All right. Deflategate. That was nothing compared to that game. I don't want to talk about it, though. Okay. So all the political news that isn't, and leading the course is the State of the Disunion speech. You know, it's a bad sign when the only applause the president gets is for not running again. Although one of them both was a good laugh line. I can't use that too often. Yeah, it could have been worse. President Obama skipped over all the golf metaphors he intended to use in his speech. That was a mistake to begin with. You know, dog leg to the right. You know, political dog leg to the right. That's the only metaphor I know that's golf related. The rich paying taxes, that was a good laugh line. Of course, the Republican response blamed Deflategate on Obama. So, usual thing. Not even his sport, really. Another political news that isn't, Hillary has double-digit leads over everybody else for 2016, or it may just be that double vision from that terrible fall she took. I think as long as she stays out of those black frames, it's hers to lose, you know. Which she proves she can do, actually, too, so that's another thing to think about. Joe Biden is making noises like Joe Biden. Joe Biden like noises. Tough running against a woman who just put a powdered wig on her is a ringer for George Washington. I mean it. Try it sometime at home. Got some time. Cut out George Washington's wig, put it on Hillary Clinton. Not when she's wearing the frames. That kills everything. You know, and Joe's got the plugs and a nice set of choppers, but may not be enough, is what I'm saying. Okay, fine. How are you, John, anyway? Pretty good? Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, people write off Joe Biden, but George W. proved that a gaffe-a-minute guy can be president of the United States of America. And he is a gaffe a minute. The Republican rogues gallery is filling right up. They will be using the Tales from the Crypt set for the debates. missing in action, Herman Cain, the lovable rogue. Kind of miss him. He was always fun. Michelle Bachmann, not so much. Rick Sanatorium. Romney. Big surprise, Romney doesn't get it. He's back. But, you know, so far not a squeak out of Paulie Ryan. You know, I was surprised. You know, he was supposed to be a candidate, I thought. Not a squeak out of him. Apparently he's going over the numbers, you know, and he was just a C-plus student at Janesville Parker, so, in math. He's good in English, though. He's a B-minus in English. Ayn Rand Paul is not Ron Paul, that's for sure. And Newt got all his limbs cut off last time, and this the first time none of them grew back. Mike Huckabee, well, trailer's still a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'. You can hear the Beyonce drifting out the window. Rick Perry still wearing the glassless frames. still to no effect. Nobody thinks he's smart because he's wearing those. Marco Rubio, whose only advantage is that kids very nearly shout out his name at pool parties. Marco Rubio. Okay. Not much of an advantage, but it's something. Chris Christie, only support so far from Bon Jovi. Not John Bon Jovi. This is his brother, Fred. Got Fred Bon Jovi so far. Scott Walker trying to look presidential. He's taking his first foreign trip to the UP. Oh, they're in Iron Mountain someplace, wandering around there. Walker threw down the gauntlet by saying that Hillary, quote, left parts of the world messed up. End quote. Didn't say which or how, but that's a start. I'm saying that's a foreign policy statement. Walker will be making a trade mission to Israel trying to sell Wisconsin-made Seder plates to the Israelis. They do. They make them in West Bend for some reason. I say Molotov. Okay. I know, it's easy. Easy, easy. Makes it easy. In other political news that isn't the Keystone Pipeline debate, loses some fervor as dropping oil prices make oil sludge the same price as regular sludge. Yeah? Okay. The other Wisconsin senator, Ron Johnson, is suing President Obama, saying he was hurt by Obamacare because now everybody at the plastics plant thinks health insurance is a God-given right. Come on, it's a plastics plant. What do you expect? Health insurance? Okay. Governor President Walker says no casino in Kenosha because some of his best friends are Potawatomis. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner says he's tired of being teabagged by the Tea Party. I mean, dropped in hot water and repeatedly. What's the matter with you people? Okay. Where was I here? Oh, yeah. The plunge in oil prices has forced Halliburton to let Dick Cheney go. Oh, yeah. This is political news. It isn't. What do you want from me? And finally, and I mean that, playing down the whole dynasty thing, Jeb Bush now tells people he's related to the Bush's bean people. And that's all the political news is. And thank you so much. See, that would take a while.